We know that the theater department has merged with the other art departments at UIS.
Yep.
How has that gone this past school year? How did that go?
It's been mutually beneficial for theater, music, and art.
And so what does the collaboration actually look like? How does that work?
It can rear its head in some interesting ways. Like there was a few shows ago, about a year or two or more back, where I think it was The Shape of Things. I want to say that was spring of 09, where we needed a particular sculpture in Act 1, Scene 1. Well, at that time, then visiting Professor Shane Harris, who's now with us permanently, he was great with helping us get the particular kind of sculpture that would be done by a certain kind of artist that's called for in the play. That's just one example.
And tell us a little bit about how many students go to UIS for theater, art, music, how big the arts program is here.
Well, as you probably know, it's an ongoing challenge for us just to kind of wave our hands up in the air and say to everyone throughout the horizon, look, we're here now, we exist. We're still challenged with that a little bit, but I would say it's modestly growing, to be real. We certainly have a core of students that are in our shows every year and take our classes, and I'd say we're modestly growing in terms of number of students and stuff. It's not skyrocketing or anything, and we're hoping to add in the not-too-distant future a little bit more scholarship money and that sort of thing to sort of woo students in.
So you're kicking off the season this year with a relatively new production. It's also one that deals with racial issues. Tell us about that and why you thought it would be a good pick for UIS.
Clybourne Park by Bruce Norris opens our season. Opening night is November 8th, and it will run for two weekends, as our shows always do, November 8th, 9th, and 10th, and again on November 14, 15, and 16, 7:30 p.m. curtain for most all those times, except for the one Sunday show at 2 o'clock. The reason we picked Clybourne Park was it's quite a hot-ticket play right now in the theater world. Understandably, most people walking down the street may or may not have heard of it yet, but this play has won the 2011 Tony Award and the 2012 Pulitzer Prize, so it's got some pretty big credentials. But more than awards, the reason for picking this play, I think, is it just took my breath away when I read it. As we often do, you know, the summer before a particular year, we're rereading or reading some plays or just talking about plays or sharing with one another plays we've seen recently. And we throw into the mix all those usual variables that you can probably appreciate, like what do our audiences want to see? We don't want to ignore that, and we're always eager to hear more on that. What do our students want to do? But then there's other things too, like what can we do well right now? And what do our audiences need to see in addition to what do they want to see, it might be a little bit slightly different sometimes. What do we want to work on, you know, whichever of us is directing? Oh, it's been a while since I've done this kind of play or that kind of play or what have you. So all this kind of goes into the mix. And add to that, what's our budget looking like? What's our current talent pool looking like? You get the idea. But Clybourne Park, I think, is going to be quite a wow production in that it's written so well, and hopefully we won't screw it up too badly. It's four men, it's three women. Act one takes place in 1959. Clybourne Park, which is a neighborhood outside of Chicago, takes place in a house. And Act two takes place in 2009, 50 years later, in the same house. And the play is basically an extension of that old masterpiece, A Raisin in the Sun, by Lorraine Hansberry, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. And this is sort of a revisit, if you will, to that famous story. And it's told in a more modern setting. And basically, it's a black family moving in to buy this house in 1959, Clybourne Park, and the rest of the neighborhood isn't so sure they want this happening. And fast forward to Act Two, 2009, the next generation of the same black family is now trying to hold on to its traditions and the home that it has made in this house amidst a lot of regentrification and other influences going on. And while this might sound a little bit heavy, believe it or not, it's also a very funny play. It doesn't preach. It doesn't hit you over the head with a 2x4. And it's got a lot of provocative moments that are oftentimes funny and sometimes not so funny, kind of all at the same time. That's why I picked this play.
I'm Rachel Atwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS, and I'm joined by Eric Thibodeau-Thompson. He is the director of the theater department at UIS, and we're talking about the upcoming season. And Eric, I just wanted to point out here, community members are welcome to audition for these productions as well, correct?
While certainly our students, we try to keep first and foremost as far as casting and backstage assignments. Nearly all of our productions, as I think our audiences have grown accustomed to, have some complement of community people alongside sometimes faculty staff, sometimes alumni, certainly students, and others. Sometimes we get retired folks, a number of individuals who all come together. And it really makes us stronger, I think, during our production times.
And so Clybourne Park will be followed in the season by student-directed performances and productions. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're excited about that as well. We offer that, as you may know, on alternating years. So every other year we offer that. It's attached to Theater 476, directing for the theater, a class I'm looking forward to teaching again this fall. Basically, it's their final projects, which we don't charge admission for. It's just open up to the public, and they're presented in the studio theater here on campus. And those dates this year are December 9th and December 10th, also at 7:30 p.m. those two evenings. It's a very popular thing, and our directing students will present to the public a variety of contemporary American plays. We don't yet have titles for it because I like my students to pick what they want to do, within guidelines, of course. But it should make for a great time, and hey, the price is right, free.
And so tell us about the final production of the season this coming year.
Sure. Missy Thibodeau-Thompson is directing the spring production. And I should mention our new theater faculty member, Dathan Powell, is our scenic designer and technical director. He'll, of course, be working on both Clybourne Park and on How I Learned to Drive. And How I Learned to Drive is that show in the spring, written by Paula Vogel. It won the Pulitzer, I believe, in about 1998 or so. And it's a different kind of play than what people have seen around town, I think, in a while. It's structurally different. It's traditionally a pretty bare stage, but it'll be exciting to see what Dathan and Missy come up with. And it's a young woman coming of age, learning how to navigate through traffic and a car. Yes, the title, How I Learned to Drive, but also how I learned to drive my life through all the things that a woman, like it or not, has to navigate through. Other men, sometimes unwanted, you know, intruding in one's life, other forces, family, the cycle of problems that can visit a family. I don't want to give too much away, but it's a very compelling drama written by Paula Vogel, one of our country's great playwrights. And so we have throughout our season, I think, a nice complement of Bruce Norris, one of the hot, young, new playwrights of our country, with Clybourne Park, and then in the spring, Paula Vogel, a very tested and true playwright, giving us one of her all-time greatest, How I Learned to Drive.